in the middle of Birchas HaTorah, we're going to chazer over some of what we said now that's mefurish in the Mishnah Berurah from the Chofetz Chaim. A person should not learn Torah until he makes a bracha, and he should make the bracha with great joy. The Matzinu Shomer Chazal, because it says in Chazal, in Bab Mekia, Amo of the Haaretz, Vayemer Hashem al Ozram Terasi. Why was the land lost? Why was Klal Yisrael exiled? Because they left his Torah, Zakhtir Bar Nishal. Vamru Chazal, Shadoa Zeh Nishal the Nevi'im. And they asked the Nevi'im, Amo of the Haaretz. What does that mean? Sheisho are you asking the Torah? Klal Yisrael are learning Torah. They're toiling over Torah. How could it be that the Baruch Shalom said the reason why they got exiled was because Al Osram Tayrasi? Doesn't seem to make sense. Umatinu Shakal's Mantra Yaiskim Tayr Vyas Vitakadish Baruch Halvin is saying. As long as they were learning the Tayr, the Baruch Shalom was Mevater. Ulachin Layad Al Ma'avdo. They didn't understand it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaBoichin Lavavais, the Baruch Shalom, who can search, who understands the inner most thoughts of a person in his heart, Yoda, his Baruch Shel knew, Ki af al pi shayu oiskin b'tayra, even though they were oisik in Tayra, they were toiling in Tayra, l'hayu oiskin l'shem limur ha-tayra, they did not do it l'shem limur ha-tayra for learning the Tayra, elo kamay shalom dim sha'ar chachmas, they did it like it was a subject, they enjoyed it, it was challenging, they enjoyed it. It wasn't because it was a Torah, it was Hashem's Torah. And therefore, they didn't make a bracha. They didn't see the Torah as important. They did it. It was fun, it was challenging, it was intellectually challenging, and they enjoyed it. But they didn't want to protect it, they weren't worried about it. They did it. And therefore, Zach the Mishnah Berurah, Tzarach Lizar Ma'oid, V'litein Haidah, we have to be very careful and very fastidious to make sure that we give Haidah, we thank the Rebbeinu Shalom, Ashabach Arbanu, that He chose us, V'nasan Lanu Klei Chem Dasai, and He gave us the Kli that's His most desired. Gamal Mechazal, Shein Ezeichach Hashem Yizlei Ben Talmud Chacham, Arbor Zeh, Shein Yizlei Berech Zatayr. And then the side thing as well, that someone who does not learn to make the Berech Zatayr properly will not be Zeichach the children Talmud Chacham. It says in the Sefer from the Chavetz Chaim, the Sichas Chaim like this, Hayu Medaber Harbei Be'inyin Chinuch Abonim. There's much speech, and it is in times of Chavetz Chaim, and now it's a hot topic. The Lamnam Teirish Abiksav, the Teirish Abapah, to teach the children Chinuch Abonim, to teach them Teirish Abiksav, Teirish Abapah. The Hayyaymer, and it's known, it's said, Mitsuyim Ovis Hamalanim Esmeneim Tzvila, they are those fathers that teach their children, their sons Tzvila, Uktsas Chumash. And a little bit of chumash, b'loyaiser, and no more. They stop over there. That's all I teach them. Ukushashaya lemarzeh. And when you're going to ask him, what are you going to ask him? If you're going to go over to this person, you're going to ask him. Ma yeha tachlis. What is the tachlis when you're teaching them so minimal? All you're teaching them is tefillah and ktsas chumash. Harei tzrichem untoya bar yadis. You have to implant in these children yadis, Yiddishkeit. You have to teach them Torah. Torah shebiksav and Torah shebalpeh. Hu aina. So this father, he answers, Habonim Shali Yehudim Tayyamaid. They're gonna be big, they're gonna be wonderful Jews, very great Jews. Hengadlam Abbas Hamisnabadarach Yadas. Vigamim Yukah. They grew up, I grew up in a home like that, they'll grow up in a home like that. Don't worry about it. They don't have to learn Torah. They see me, they know I'm a Jew, they'll be a Jew. They're growing up in a home, that's where I grew up, it's good enough. Zogt der Chavetz Chaim. Aleph Hei. Yesh Lam Toys. They have a great mistake. He explains. Yesh no Eish, the Yesh no Kederes Achaz. You can have a fire, and you can have a boiling pot of liquid. What's the difference between a fire and a boiling pot of liquid? V'achilik b'nei hu pashut. And the chilik between them is simple. Eish, fire, amashat haver oisai harehu eish. Anything you pass over it, it's fire. There's fire there, and it's fire. I'll explain a little bit. Avosir, harisayach, a pot that's bubbling, cham, it's very hot. Rak kol zman shu nimtzaliyad eish. Only as long as it's near the fire is it bubbling hot. It looks like, oh boy, big fire, you see the bubbling, you know, the liquid bubbling up, and it's hot then. But in mezizim oisei meha eish, if you take this pot away from the fire, this boiling hot pot, harehu miskar yoisev yoisev, it's going to get cold very quickly, achu miskar lagamri, until it's going to completely cool off, you're going to, all the bubbles are going to go down, you're not going to have a pot resachas anymore. Eish, fire. In madlikim imenu dover sheni, if you light another fire from the first one, gamhu nepach leish, that also becomes fire. Umeasheni yadliku shlishi, and you can light a third one. You can keep on lighting candles. You have one candle, one fire. You can take another candle and you can light it, and you can take another candle, light it from that one. And you can keep on lighting it. You can create more and more fires. It's never ending. Vegamhu yeish vechein hala, keep on going. Avo kedei rechama, a hot path. If you empty out, so let's assume you have a boiling hot pot. So we have the first try one is that H is always going to be, even if you move it, if you take the fire and you move it, it's still a fire. Fire is a fire. As opposed to if you take this pot and you move it, it's going to get cold. That was the first thing. Second thing. A fire, you can take it, you can have one candle and you can light another candle, another candle, another candle, and on and on, never ending. As opposed to a pot, if you take that, the resachas, the boiling liquid, if you take it and you pour it into a second pot, what happens? In the right name, oisal, the kliacha, if you empty it out into another pot, it's a klisheni. We know halacha, hilcha Shabbos, a klisheni already cools it down. It's not as hot. There's different halachas applied to a klisheni. And then you take this from the second pot and you pour this boiling liquid into a third pot. According to everyone, it can't cook anymore. So when it's boiling hot in the original pot and it's in the stationary, okay, it can cook something else. When you pour it the kli shlishi ready, it can't cook something else because it already cools down. That's the pshat over here. When you learn with your children, Tayyus Hashem, how they call Divrei Ke'esh Ne'om Hashem, each word of Tayyus fire. Even when your son and your children will travel far away from you, he'll leave his father's house. Gam Ke'i Yehudi, he'll be a Jew, he'll be Yehudi, because he has a fire. You took a fire, and you lit another fire. And he'll keep on going. But if you don't teach your children Tayyus Hashem, you're teaching your children not Tayyus. You're telling them how to act, how to behave. It's wonderful. Of course you should do it. But he says, without the Tayyus, the Tayyus is the fire. The children will learn from the Torah. Of course you teach them this. But if you're just going to teach them without the Torah, it's like a hot pot of liquid. And they're going to leave you. Yehudi, Ekeshuhu. He'll be somewhat of a Yehudi. Achim hu yaitzei, la'olam hu miskalka l'gamim. And he's going to leave. So when he's in your house, and he sees you, okay, Sitaka might be a Yid. But it's such a shvachai, when he's going to leave, it's going to be completely gone. Sheinis. Achim hu adayin Yehudi. Even if he remains a Yehudi because he saw it in your house, but his children, so your grandchildren, will be far from Yiddishkeit. Be'ikar, tzarach liroisha hayelad yilmar ha'teira kadoisha. A person has to make sure that his children learn Torah. People have a saying is, yeah, I'm teaching my children to be a good Jew. I'm teaching them to be kind, to open the door for other people. Wonderful. We're not saying not to. But if you don't teach them Torah, you don't have the fire. It's not going to continue for generations, he says. It's not going to go down to your grandchildren. He himself, when he leaves your house, will lose it. How can you make sure that your children and your grandchildren and your great-grandchildren and on, how can you keep it intact, the Torah? The Iker, Torah Chliroi, Shehayelet Yelami HaTorah HaKadosha. V'azai, Betuchim Sheyisha Yehudi. You want to make sure your children are going to be Yidden, you got to teach them Torah. You got to sit down with them and teach them Torah. Torah Shebetar, Torah Shebapeh, you need to learn Torah. It says in the Chumash Hadas, from the Chofetz Chaim, Be'ed she'odam lo'imin ha'Torah, a time when a person learned the Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who Rabbi Be'emes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, is the one who is teaching him Torah, Shehu Misayayai Lehaven as Divya HaTorah, he is helping him learn the Torah. So when a person is learning Torah, not only is he learning Torah, he has a chavusa, he's learning with someone else, but you should know HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there with him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who is teaching him his Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu becomes the melamed. Asher Bo Chabon Mikolam. It says in the Chofetz Chaim al Torah. Parshas Bereishis. Aleinu l'shabeach, it is upon us, l'shabeach, l'halel, Liberei Oilam al Shezachinu Gam Bizmaneinu Uvitkufer Seinu Ba'isa Torah. We have to thank the Rebbeinu Shel Oilam that we are Zoicha to the Torah HaKadosha. Yitzir Kavosh al Kadosh Baruch Hu Lechvoid Ve'atzmoy. Oisa Torah Shemnirva Apayim Shana Koidim Brias Oilam. This is the Torah that was created 2,000 years before the Brias Oilam. Ushashu al Kadosh Baruch Hu Yoim Yoim. Veloi Nigra Chashon Meshach HaDeris. It shouldn't get weakened throughout the generations. Apo Nesavu Barashom Shinuyim. The Torah does not change. It's the same Torah. It's the same Torah from 2,000 years ago and 5,000 years ago and 7,000 years ago. He says 2,000 years before Brias Oilam. And then Gam Torah the Mitzvah, K'may Kol Abruv Matzmachim. It's not something that comes out of something. Everything else, which we're children. We're children of our fathers, of our grandfathers. Our grandfathers were subcategories. You keep on going down. The Torah is the original Torah. It's not like every other Bria. Elohi, he, shenitna l'Moshe Rabbeinu aloshan b'Har Sinai. This is the same Torah that Moshe Rabbeinu received in Har Sinai. Oysalam du Nevi'im. It's the same Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu got it from Har Sinai. The Nevi'im, the Tanoim, the Amoraim. And it was given over to us to continue this chain, the link, to give it over to the next generation. We're zeicha to understanding of the Torah is a fraction of what the previous generations, going back to Nevi'im, going back to Moshe Rabbeinu. Mizel kavanas maimorim zal al kosev luchu lachmi belachmi shekor al ha'teira hanikra lachmi klem halachem shekadosh baruch hu bari. It's the bread that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created. That is the sustenance of the world. That is what keeps the world going. It's all about the Torah HaKadosha. It says in the Be'er Moshe, in Parshas Mishpatim, Ve'ela Mishpatim asher tosim lifneihem. It is aser to go to Erkois. A person has a problem. He thinks someone else owes him money. He has to go to a din Torah of Yidden and not Goyim. Why is that? Now, if the Goyim, the secular court, has different laws than the Jewish law, so we understand why we wouldn't agree with it. But Chazal tell us that even, let's assume the secular law says is we are going to follow Jewish law exactly as it is. We're going to follow. Can you go there? Absolutely not. Why not? It says in Tehillim, Magid the world of Yaakov, Chuko Mishpatel Liyisrael, the Osachin Lachol Goy Mishpatim Bal Yidom Haleluka. This is the Halelukas we say every day. Magid the world of Yaakov, he relates his words to Yaakov, his statutes, Mishpatel Liyisrael, and judgments to Israel. Lay Osachin Lachol Goy, he did not do so for any other nation. Mishpatim Bal Yidom, such judgments they do not know. The Bein Moshe explains. The judgment of Klal Yisrael comes from the Torah, which is timeless. The Torah is timeless, like we're saying. The judgment from the other nations of the world is the way they perceive justice to be, depending on the generation and their environment. Even if at a certain time it conforms to the laws of the Torah, it is false, for the rules are based on that current situation. So let's understand the difference. Even if they were to agree to the Jewish law now, they're agreeing to it because that's their perception of what they understand. It's not because the Torah says so. The pasuk says, "Asher tasim lifneihem." The judgment, the judges that are sitting in judgment, have to get their judgment from where? Tasim lifneihem, that is sitting before them. What does it mean before them? That means the rules have to have come before them. They have to come from the Torah. The secular law is only on the way they understand it at that point in time. It changes over time, and however they see it to be fair. The Torah is endless, it's timeless, it's endless. The initial Torah that was given at Har Sinai, those are the same laws that we abide by today, and we use that, and that's the Pasuk Asher Tasim Lifneihem. It says in the Maimer Torah Sabayis, Mitzad Kedushas HaTorah, regarding the Kedusha of the Torah, Lo Yoyden Kishalaykeach HaSefer Klach, Lichtoiv Sefer Torah, Vo'aymer B'shor Shemas Lotev Shuhu, Koysil Shem Hashem. If you have a sefer who's going to write a sefer Torah, he has to say the words before he starts writing. He says, "Kosev l'shem Hashem." He's writing l'shem Hashem. Niskadish or v'yeredes alav kedusha nero. When a sefer does this, he creates a tremendous kedusha on this cloth, on this parchment. Unbelievable. Kain mamish. When a person, a Yid, wants to learn about the Torah, and he makes a bracha birchas haTorah, and he admits it to the Rabbeinu Shalom, and he thanks the Rabbeinu Shalom that we were chosen and commanded to be Isaac in the Torah. When the person says Birchas HaTorah in the morning, it's like a sefer going to a cloth, getting ready to write the sefer Torah, and he's saying is, Kaisi L'Shem Hashem, he's doing this L'Shem Hashem. V'chihechi D'Shom Kuli Alma Moidim, Shetek if you read this Kedusha Shalosi HaTorah Al Arahu, right away the Kedusha of the Torah, the letters of the Torah that's going to be written on that cloth immediately, goes on to that cloth. That cloth has tremendous Kedusha. Kain mamish bezeh yeredes ha-kedusha shal yoysi yoysi al-nafshoi. Kishimidabrisham. When a Yid that says Torah, he says words of Torah, it's being implanted on him. Greater than a cloth. The migration shall have Maya Shibiroisha Minarahu. Why is the brains, our Mayak that Rabbi Shalom gave us, why is that less than a cloth? If on a piece of parchment, a piece of animal hide, can become Kedud Kaddish, because the cipher says that he's Kaisiv it L'Shem Hashem, if a Yid says Birchas HaTorah in the morning, and he's doing it L'Shem Hashem, and then he learns Torah, he's literally making himself into a state of Torah. V'chein yidua hu l'kol, it's known to all. K'sh'oimer ha'odam al behem tois yirak ha'lechayim v'loy min ha'odam. When a person goes to his animal, and an animal is nothing more than a bal chai, he's not a type of person, he's a bal chai. And he says, Karban Lashem, this is a Karban Lashem, take it, immediately, yoyri kiddush ha'var, has kiddush on this behem. This behem is kiddush Lashem. V'afil giza v'tzimra 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 v'tzimra. You're not allowed to have an off from its shearing from the wool. The whole animal is kaddish. Anena moya b'kaddish shemayim. If someone is moiling it, he takes an off from it. It's an isser of being meila kaddish shemayim. V'havi the tzarech lavi carbon alzeh. A person would be moil. He would take an animal, say kaddish Hashem, and then have an off from that animal. He would have to be in a carbon because he did something wrong. We can make a kal v'chomer on the nefesh of a person. When he learned the Torah l'shem Hashem, take it immediately. Yerid kedusha Hashem al nashoy miskadeshes b'kedusha zatayr. Immediately the kedusha comes down. It says in the Ma'aseh Melech al Teir. Shemekivan she'atana yavlezo imer b'loshin yasek b'teir gemilas vasodim. We have the Lashon of Yasek, the Torah, and Gemilas Chasadim, Shema Minoshi, Hamasek, Bezek, Mayodim, Oisik, Beisik. We put it together, Gemilas Chasadim, Eisik, Vatera. A person has to learn Torah as if it's a job. That's what he needs to do. When Misha writes to us, Asher, someone wants to get rich. He's not going to say, listen, I made one sale, made a few dollars, I'm going to stop for the day. Eliyachim call my yonai boy. He puts everything into it. Keinu be'esek ha-tayra. The same thing as in learning Tayra. Lo'idai rak la'asek b'tayra b'derech harayit. Not good enough to learn temporarily, a little bit. I'll stop around 5 minutes. Elotzarach losim leilois kiyamim b'limuda v'ayuna. A person has to make his nights like days in learning Tayra b'imayin Tayra. Every day make a bracha, lots of it with the reisayr. Hakavona gam came like we said. Umikivan shatayrhi tris b'fnei piraniyus v'agunei magni umatzim v'meila muvan shetzrichem asasik ba b'tmidus v'kfiz. We have to constantly be going over and over and learning. We have to take it on it. Oh, you know, I always say, like, you know, someone, you go into a pizza store. Pizza store, they sell pizza, they sell falafel. And then they start selling everything else that's connected to it, because they want to make as much money as they can. They sell a lot of soda, and they start selling ice cream, and now sushi, anything they can make money on, anything that's connected. A person wants to be oisher and taira, he wants to have that real connection. A person has to make his taira like his work. And he has to try to hop around. Let me also learn that. Let me learn that. Let me take a little bit of that. A person has to work on it. The maisa. When Rabbi Naftali Trop, Zeicha Tzadik L'Vracha, was very, very sick, he was this Oyer, his Talmidim, they wanted to do something that he should have a Refuah Shlema. V'Niskansu Yachdav, all of them got together and they each were masking, they each one agreed that they would be Mekadish some of their time, of their learning, of their life, for the Rebbe. And they said, I'm going to give it over. They're going to give a little bit of their time over to Naftali Trop, so you should have a longer life. And after all of them, each one said how much time they're going to give to their Rebbe, they went over to the Chofetz Chaim. And they said, okay, Rebbe Sof Meir, how much time are you going to give up of your life? So our Rebbe, our dear Rebbe Naftali Trop could live. But it's Chaim had to think about it a long time. I can't make that decision in one second. I've got to think about it. At the end, the Chofetz Chaim said he's going to give Rega Echa. He's giving to his Rebbe one moment. That's it. When the Talmidim heard this, they were, I said, wow! They chapped then what it meant. One moment, a person that lives a life in this world for one extra moment, and he can learn Torah, and he can do Avodas Hashem, it means everything. A person has to take the chashivas of every moment that he has in this world. And that person never knows when his last moment is. One moment to learn Torah. It's worth everything. It says in Sanhedrin, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, in the Pasuk, Kidvar Hashem Boza, Zeshe Efshel Elasek B'Teri Ve'en Yosek, Ve'en Zedak Mishen Yosek Kalal, Kol Shor V'Shor Shiyuch L'Asek V'en Yosek, Yeshe Lachosh Pen Ruchah Shalom Ha'Yosek Shor V'Chalal Dvar Hashem Boza. Every minute, every moment that a person has that he can learn, a person can't learn every minute of the day. He has other responsibilities, he has to work, he has to eat, he has to go to the bathroom, he has to daven, there's a lot of things a person has to do. But if a person has a moment that he should be learning, and he doesn't, it's the Nichlal and Dvar Hashem Boza. It says, the Chofetz Chaim, V'yidu Mashkosh V'Poyskin, the Matisse B'Shav, Shoyen L'Odom B'Shasadin. It says in the Gemara on Shabbos, the famous Gemara, when a person at the Shasadin, the Gemara Din Shemayim, they say, Kovato Yidim L'Teira. Will you kaveya eat them for your learning? Like the Mishnah that mifta miyasa eshiyish loy. The Leisa pay that Torah ain't lashir. Torah has no shir. There's no end to Torah. It says in Yerushalmi, the gam ain't lashir l'mayla. El dekvi, there's no shir low or high. El dekvi is eat them wachiv. It's a mechir to be kaveya eat them a Torah. Afilu im hutarat gadol mechiasa. A person is very busy trying to make a parnasa. Mechoyev lechvaya esoteri. Mechoyev to set aside time to learn Torah. She'asa zeh lo yivatel b'shamayfen. You shouldn't vatel it. Aber lo oilem yesh le pnai en yochal lifter mitivitei b'shamayfen. Afilu lo yisrami lo yeite mitzvah. Mechoyev mitzvah asa yachem lo yasik mitivitei. A person has another mitzvah that comes along and someone else can do it and he has to learn Torah, this is Gevei Ikam Torah, he should let the other person do the mitzvah. The chashivas of learning Lishma, how Azra Mitzayasi, the Rebbeinu Shalom said the reason why Allah have the Torah is because the Klal Yisrael left this Torah. What does it mean they left this Torah? They left this Torah. They left the Rebbeinu Shalom Torah. What does that mean? They left this Torah because they didn't do it lishma. They were doing it as a intellectually they enjoyed it, but they didn't do it lishma. We should have to be zeicha to learn the Torah properly lishma. Have a good night.